You know, I want to get into the Waverly Hills Sanatorium. If I remember, Malachi Martin once said that the Louisville, Kentucky area had a high level of demonic activity. Would you agree with that?
Well, that's interesting. It depends. Is he talking about Waverly Hills?
Well, I don't know.
Well, if he's talking about Waverly Hills, it's quite possible. Waverly, we had a horrific tuberculosis outbreak here. You know, we're in the Ohio Valley, and at one time, boy, I tell you, it was really bad in the early 1900s. I believe it was. We had a horrible outbreak of TB, and it was one of those things that we had to immediately do something. And unfortunately, it's one of those things, or fortunately. You know, the state, you know, stepped up to the plate and they got the TB clinic known now as Waverly Hills. Waverly Hills at one time was the state of the art hospital. I mean, you didn't get any better. That was the number one hospital in the world. That was it. And over 60,000 people died. So the history,
God.
Yeah, the history of Waverly is a massive, massive building. I mean, it's huge. You drive up to the driveway. You should treat yourself. You drive up the wind of this driveway, long driveway, and then all of a sudden the trees clear. You see this gigantic red brick building. It is wow. It's breathtaking. It's absolutely massive. But we know that millions suffered. Towns disappeared here in Kentucky. I mean, it was the swampland. It was a perfect breeding ground. So Waverly Hills was created. I think Fox Scariest Places, they did some type of show, and Waverly was voted the 10th most haunted place in the world.
They built it up high, right? Isn't it on top of a hill? Because they tried to keep it out of the lowlands of Louisville, hoping that this tuberculosis disease somehow wouldn't go up that way.
That's right, yeah, and they built it so high because with the fresh air, the breeze, also they wheeled the patients out on their beds, and they just believed that sunshine and good meals and a good diet would really, really help. And for many, it made them feel much better. Now, there were a lot of things that unfortunately they did that, there was a lot of things unchecked. There was no cure. There were primitive treatments. There was barbaric surgeries. Really, there's only a 5% survival rate.
You've got some great ghost hunters there, the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society. Do you work with them at all on any of this?
I do not work with Louisville Ghost Hunter Society. I'm primarily the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society. You know, they do a lot of ghostly the hauntings, more of a scientific nature,
right?
Which is absolutely wonderful. I think Waverly has their own group of people that do scientific hauntings, etc. And so, you know, it's a great mix. It's a fantastic building. It really is a fantastic.
Would you spend the night in that building?
Oh, sure.
With no problem?
Well, I wouldn't say with any problem. I think there are stories there. I tell you, they have some situations where they tell you stories where security guards have had some amazing situations. They have a body chute, it's known as a death tunnel, and it's huge. I think it's a mile long. And basically what had happened is the people who had passed away, they would lower the dead bodies to the tunnel. And because they didn't want the patients seeing this, because it would lower the morale of the patients. So they certainly did that. At 43, a cure was found. So Waverly closed in 61, but in 62 it was reopened.
Are you familiar with Room 502?
I'm very familiar with Room 502, and it's an eerie feeling. I don't think, and neither does Mr. Mattingly, who he and his wife, they own Waverly, and I spoke to him the other day, and one thing that he said is he never really has ever felt an evil presence.
I mean, a woman was found hanged there. They said it was a suicide, and then a nurse in 1932 jumped off Room 502's balcony.
Yeah.
Strange room.
It is a strange room. There are a variety of reasons. I've taken several tours there. One tour guide said it was because that she might have been pregnant with a doctor, and another person said because she might have gotten TB. And so suicide was for her.
She didn't want to go through it, so she jumps, huh?
Yeah, she jumped. And in 62, it opened in as a sanatorium, and some pretty horrible things. I mean, just horrible things had occurred. Some people were really tortured there, and it was a real infection.
How much energy, Bishop, would you have to expend to be in there if you were there trying to rid the place of these demons that might be there?
Well, yeah. You wouldn't be able to do it in a day, and nor would you you'd be able to do it by yourself.
You need a lot of help, wouldn't you?
It would be physically exhausting and spiritually exhausting. But I think, it would be terribly exhausting. When you go there, I've been there several times, and you see the shadow people. There's no question you see the shadow people. They're well known for them. You're on the fourth, you're on the third floor. I can't remember which one it was. And you're looking down the hallway, and you absolutely see shadows pass. You see these all the way down the hall, and there's windows where the light comes in, and we're talking about life outside, like poles, not natural light. If it was natural light, you know, people could argue, well, it's the clouds, blocking the moon's, light. But it's a man-made light shining through, and so you're looking down the hallway, and you'll see shadows clearly cross past the windows.
Has the place been renovated, or does it look just as dilapidated and scary as it always has been?
Actually, the owners are doing a fantastic job with renovating it. It's a non-profit. They are renovating because they would like, at least Mr. Mattingly has said, they would like to have a bed and breakfast.
No, who's going to sleep in that place?
Well, George, it would be a fantastic show for you, I tell you. That would get you huge ratings, not that you don't...
They are huge, Bishop. They are huge.
Yes, they are. But I tell you, that would be pretty massive. And I talked to the Mattinglys about that, and they said they'd be more than happy to chat with you. But I tell you, when you walk through, on the third floor, I believe it's the third floor, there were several kids, several young teenage boys, and they had trespassed on the facility. And you walk up these stairs, and you open this big iron door. I mean, it's a heavy door. And the older security guard, this was several years ago, heard these loud, screeching, horrible noises, screams, and he ran upstairs to the third floor. I believe it's the third floor. And he opened the door, and he saw these kids huddled right there in the hallway, just screaming. I mean, they were sobbing. I mean, these were teenage boys sobbing, terrified. And the security guard, what's wrong with you? You know, get up. And they just kept screaming, they're not letting us leave. They won't let us leave. And the thing is the boys tried to get out, but the door locked. And there is no lock on the door. And they could not open that door. And you can even see today, if you go there, you can see the axe marks. One of the boys had an axe, and they were literally trying to chop down the door. And you can actually still see the axe marks there.
Man, I'd consider doing a program out of there if technologically we could do it.
Yeah, well, the Taps was there, and Taps did say it was haunted.
Yep.
And I promise you, for those people who like to do hauntings or tours, et cetera, it is probably one of the best kept. Well, I don't know if it's so much of a secret.
It's not a secret anymore, is it?
It's absolutely fascinating.